Already trying to control the coronavirus pandemic, Albany County officials kicked off a Shoo the Flu initiative this week. Albany County Executive Dan McCoy and the county's Department for Aging Commissioner Deb Brittano handed out flu prevention bags to seniors Wednesday at a drive-through event in Congregation Beth Emmeth's parking lot in Albany.
We're handing out packages from the Department of Aging, not just for the flu season, to remind people where they can go. Here you go. Be safe out there. Where you can get your flu shot, but also we're putting chicken noodle soup in the bag, the CDC guidelines on how to protect yourself during this COVID-19.
This is really a morale booster. So the things that we have packed up are really things that to help build the morale of people who have been in for a long, long time. You know, is this going to cure the flu? No. Is it going to prevent the virus? No. But if you get the flu, there's a can of chicken soup in here. And chicken soup cures everything.
Each bag also contains a thermometer, hand sanitizer, washable face mask, pill case, bottle of water, plus a list of locations where flu shots are available. Mark of Clifton Park got his shot at a city pharmacy. When he spotted a sign outside the store as he was driving to work in Albany.
This year, I did get the flu shot, and it was because of COVID. It's one less thing that I really have to worry about.
Rebecca O'Donnell is the director of epidemiology at Albany Medical Center. She says the promotion of vaccine is always the number one way to prevent the flu.
Important kind of in the land that we're living in with COVID, because we want to make sure we're protecting ourselves from all of the respiratory viruses that we can, and we're lucky to have vaccine with influenza. So if we can protect ourselves from influenza with a vaccine, we may not come down with those respiratory symptoms that are going to be difficult to differentiate between this season with COVID now in the lives that we're leading here.
O'Donnell says normal compliance with flu vaccine falls between 40% to 60%, but health officials hope to see a big increase this year. She adds an increase in respiratory viruses usually begins at the end of September into early October. McCoy says more Shoo the Flu giveaways will take place across the county in the weeks to come. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.